Blog Talk Radio.
I got a bird's eye view from my pyramid. I grind hard, so I shine hard. Drive fast like Einhorn. No fur, got a lion horn. Bright future, I'm flying far. No shots, we by the bar. I'm in the air, I am a star. I'm that dude in that bad car. Jumping out with that bad bra. Fit fresh, kicks and all. My click and all, we just hit them all. My stacks up, I'm post a ball. I'm online, you logged off. Flow uncooked, I'm that raw. You a fake chain, you that flop. My wings spreaded, I'm about to soar. Like a full moon, you see the shine like you ain't never seen before. Haters, y'all get the middle finger though. Motivation, only thing that I need you for. Acting harder, you fake like CB4. In your mind, no, you ain't wanna see me blow. I'm gone now, you still ain't on. I'm on a flight, you still ain't flown.
They said I couldn't do it, they see me shining now. I got my money right, look how I'm riding now. At first it wouldn't take the bait, but my swagger got them biting now. I think I got the wind beneath my wings, I'm flying now. They said I couldn't do it, they see me shining now. I got my money right, look how I'm riding now. At first he went take the bait, but my swagger got him biting now. I think I do win beneath my wings, I'm flying now.
I'm racked up, racked out, camera on when I back out. Bad chick with a back out, trying to get into the crib, see what that's foul. She ain't want me, I ain't had no money, now she trying to throw that ass all on me. I'ma hit it and smash her homie, to send her to the crib with the cash that's on me. It feel good to be on, none of these chicks won't leave me alone.
The minute they be ringing my phone, trying to hook up, stand where she get gone. We got that much time, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to that song right there called The Wind. Wind was all right. And we live up in here, people. What's happening? It's your boy Starship Smelly Prize on 3013. Captain smells so good, you know what I'm saying? We got another piece of equipment that we're using. So we're trying to see what's the quality of the sound, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to 186.2. Mr. Goofy Bone hanging out there in the outer space chat room. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to hang out, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go to the outer space chat room and beam on up over there. It's going down real big. And we're doing it live, you know what I'm saying, right here on the Starship Smelly Prize. This is the blowout of the Starship Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to blow the dust off that mother. And I want to thank the Lord, you know what I'm saying, for blessing us with this show and everything in life, you know, friends, family, and all that. On this Day of the Dead weekend, you know, a.k.a. coming up Memorial Day, a.k.a. Decoration Day, a.k.a. Remember Your Fallen Soldiers, Soldier Rets, Homies, Homeboys, Family, and all that, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it do. So that's what this is all about, you know what I'm saying? Giving y'all a little update, you know what I'm saying? Got updates coming, you know what I'm saying? Give y'all a couple of headlines, all in 20-something little minutes, you know what I'm saying, of these shows. And it's going down real big. But we do have the official jump off. The mobile studio is on its way. You know what I'm saying? We're at six more payments, $600 left. And the official Record and Game Radio mobile studio will be coming soon. If you haven't seen it, check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/DJ Smell So Good, and you can get a glimpse of the mobile studio. It's going to be hitting the road soon. Live show that you ain't never heard before. No other radio station in the world ever did it like I does do it and going to be done doing it. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. If it don't, fuck it. Yeah. So, being that, I got some new music, you know what I'm saying? These are two quick songs, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy Mitch Millionaire, shouts out to the hood, you know what I'm saying? Finally got himself off in the studio and dropped just a quick little verse, 2 minutes, you know what I'm saying? It's not a full song, quick little verse, just to let y'all hear what he got coming out, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. It's called All Day. Okay. Y'all can hit us up, 347-237-5125. 347-237-5125. Shouts out to 88.5 FM radio, FM radio right here in Tampa, Florida. Wee! The 813, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down real big. Urban Cafe, Otis Anthony, everybody on there doing it real big. Yeah.
To all you motherfuckers that purchased this goddamn.
This is my name, Mitch Holler from the 813, baby.
Wrecking the game, wrecking entertainment, production.
Thank you.
DJ smells so good.
All day. I say, all day, in a 813. I may, all day, in a 813. I say, all day, in the I say, all day.
Niggas, keep it on by. Pipe up with a nigga, don't play your life. Roll the dice, nigga, what true, get it on life. No limit to this whip of pill, gorilla name is still. Obama looks so fluent, niggas are 2 and 3. TNT to the CCC, nigga, D. D's for D's, one for one, nigga, 2 of them. Like, oh, what pound from this or something? Hell, I told me, Bob, baby, retarded on squat. Doing the tune, bashing the sets and the battery cat. ASAP, Johnny blazing off in these streets. Fuck, nigga, don't blaze me. Fuck, what you say?
Smelly.
Well, man, how this shit sounding, man? This is my new little phone I'm trying to work with.
Good enough to go, you know what I'm saying?
All right, well, fuck it now. Yeah, I'm trying to do shit hands-free so I can smoke, drink, you know what I'm saying, talk at the same time. You know what I'm saying? That's the only proper way to do a show.
That's the only way to do a show, shit.
Oh, man. What's been crack-a-lacking, man? Let me put some music on, man. Throw some music on in the background. What's been happening?
Nothing, just chilling, still doing the radio thing, just chilling.
I seen him on J-Ryle, shouts out to J-Ryle Show.
Oh, the J-Ryle Show, yeah. Hey, it was Easy Rider's birthday, I think, yesterday or somewhat.
What?
Oh, yeah, and yeah, we've just been chilling, man. Just been hanging out, still smoking.
Hey,
still doing it.
I've been pushing some, you know, young wannabe radio show host of Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
And, yeah. This has been interesting. You know what I'm saying? I got on the FM radio today, 88.5 down here. And the dude, they starting the radio station is, you know, shit, 30 some years old, but it was kind of catered to an older, mature format. So now, not saying that, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, like an older audience. So now they got a show, it's called Urban Cafe, and you know what I'm saying, all the people on there, you know, they ain't old or 25. So you getting, you know what I'm saying, so they do music, they do, like, gospel hip-hop. Then they do like a little forum, you know what I'm saying, for about an hour or so too, and they talk about different issues and stuff like that. So I give it, you know what I'm saying, give a young, more youthful approach to the radio station.
Yeah, because we sure fucked up this thing.
Hey. So you know, I try to bring it back, but yeah, man, I'm coming back. I got 6 payments left on the truck, and then I'm be doing. I'm gonna set up the whole mobile studio inside the truck.
So that's what's up, man. That's the thing to do.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. And then I say, fuck it. I have to bow down to the powers that be right now. You know what I'm saying? Do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Everything's set up the way I need it set up. So, you know, Blog Talk wins on this one, you sons of bitches.
Oh, yeah. They always win.
Yeah.
Fucking bastards.
They are stepping their look up. I would say that. They're stepping their look up. They are. You know, they was raping motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, back in the days and shit, but I guess they, shit, sequestered some of the goddamn money or whatever the big fucking words is, but they try to get you some, they bail out.
Shit.
Okay. But yeah, man, I've just been hanging out, you know what I'm saying, trying to do my thing, you know, working and shit, still doing the law office thing, you know what I'm saying, still, you know, maintaining the world, man. You know what I'm saying? The world got a lot of crazy shit going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm just...
Oh, it's Broke Hoes Lounge.
That shit shut the fuck down. That shit...
He finally shut that son of a bitch down?
Yeah. Well, no, I ain't shut down, but they, since the new motherfuckers that took it over, it just, it's weak as hell. Nah, it ain't interesting at all. It's just... Mm. It's a whack strip club for perverts, you know what I'm saying, who want to go and... And that's it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, it's all good. When the mobile studio get rolling, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to pull up in front of that bitch and throw a big party, though. Show them how we're supposed to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I already got that plan. So, you know, got that plan. Trying to do some things, man. Trying to stay out the headlines. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get chopped up. You know what I'm saying? Like the stupid motherfuckers in Britain. You know, I ain't trying to motherfucking become a bomb and shit. Like, hell, motherfuckers over there in Boston. You know, shit crazy, man. Shit going crazy. You know what I'm saying? I gave my homegirl. Well, I ain't gonna say my homegirl, but a chick that I know here. She a local activist. They just tried to get her 15 years in prison for selling a house illegally. You know, it's a lot of housing scams going on down here. You know what I'm saying? Somebody done got her, signed her over a house. You know what I'm saying? She done had the house. She go to sell the house. Yeah, it's somebody else's house. 15 years.
Ain't that some shit?
They ain't playing, boy. But yeah, there's been a lot of these old folks down here. You know what I'm saying? Been taking people money. Their house been in foreclosures. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Two, three years, they go and put somebody in the house, you know what I'm saying? Charge ass $1,000 a month. Come to find out the house is foreclosure. They get a knock on the door telling them they got to get out of the house because the damn bank coming to take the damn house. But this whole time, they thinking they buying the property. That's what's been going on down here. So. What's been in the news in your hood, man? What's been happening? What's up with Boo News? Boo News!
Boone is still alive and kicking. He's going to be 9 this year. Fucking, I'm having a party today. It's my birthday weekend. So, just been hanging out, chilling, you know, doing my thing. Still on the radio. Got a little staff. We're over there, you know, having fun. Still picking on, you know, Debbie Daly and all those other fucking trolls out there. But, you know, we got to fight the good fight on Blog Talk Radio.
Where were the troll wars?
Oh, shit. That shit got trans over to Blog Talk Radio of Anarchy, and that shit starts in September.
Say that again.
The troll wars, you know, the little series, it got transformed into Blog Talk Radio of Anarchy.
Blog Talk Radio of Anarchy.
Yeah, or short, call it BTR of Anarchy.
Is it a size against size? How that works?
Just a bunch of clips of past shows, mixed with you know, movies and audio and shit.
Okay, so whoever got the best smash on the other person, that's how we rolling.
Well, I don't know. It's basically like telling a story now. You know, we got all these characters, and a lot of people want to know, you know, how they got there, you know, where they're at. Like, you know, Debbie Daly, you know, we call her the bitch in the woods of hatred. And now there's this other woman called a bathtub girl, and we call her the bitch in the tub of hatred. Because, you know, they're over there spreading lies and rumors and, you know, all this shit to try to make themselves look good. But, you know, you just got to pay attention and listen. I mean, we had wrestling matches. I don't know if you paid attention to that, but it's on my page. It's on one of my favorites. I made a show of wrestling. Like, we took the late night people from the late night shows and we made them wrestlers, and I commentated everything, and everything. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, I do got to applaud you, man. You showing up to this shit to another level. You know what I'm saying? You know, transform Blog Talk, you know, on something else. And you can go to show for show, and they ain't no... Well, it is, because they start to mimic off of you. You know what I'm saying? You know, they really do. They try to mimic off of you, and they get their own... I listen to other different shows, try to get their little list of characters, and... You know, just nobody can't do it, Chewbacca and all that kind of, you know, they don't understand the concept of just, you know what I'm saying, being free with your ideas. Don't try to be somebody, just be you.
It's all about entertainment, and people don't realize that. You know what I mean? Everyone always thinks that, oh, people are picking on people. Nah, this is all entertainment. At the end of the day, you know, I'm not, you know, wanting to kill somebody, you know, on the other, you know, radio shows or whatever, you know. This is all fun and games, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, well, let me take a quick break real quick. Let me let you hear this,
go ahead, man, shit. I'm here chilling. I gotta smoke this blunt.
Yeah, give me this track. They call themselves 2K100. It's something, you know, I support the youth, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing, Clear Sound. So this is called Nights Like This, you know what I'm saying? And still doing music. Miss John, who's still holding it down. Shouts out to Sunshine, the movie. We'll talk about that when we come back after this real quick song right here. It's 2K100, Nights Like This. It's Record and Game Radio. Starship Smell It Prize Blowout right here live.
Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall.
This is a Young Trey production.
It's your boy Lloyd Trey. Black now, so we blasting off. We know time I got my homies with me though. Nah, man.
What's up?
JRG.
Pac-Man.
Young Tank. Let's get it in, homie.
Let's get it.
Hey. Drop up your motherfucking space boost and your space boost.
Nigga.
Got me taking that fucking off.
Get the peso, nigga, it's mine. And I'm ballin' like the peso. knock his fucking lid off. Chopper filled with lead, I'm throwing bullets like they baseballs. That first one hit his chest, the next two knock his legs off. All black with his kind of riding the registration for that sawed off. And a party pack of mileage got me tripping, but I'm sold off. 40 minutes ripped before I blew his fucking nose off. And I only did that cause I felt like he tried to. Now this here might beat me up to Scotty. See that 40 got a kick, I call it Japanese karate. Nick, dang, big Beyonce, cause that bitch will get you body. Get you picked off, then I kick off, then I boom on that Bugatti. And ain't nobody seen nothing, ain't nobody snitching. Cause playing with that money, that's gon' have your ass missing. So fuck y'all, nigga, fuck off. Just know that we don't fuck off. I'm why you in DTA eating that. How I get off and I'm gone.
Since the beginning, you know what I'm saying? What is it, like 4 years now?
Yeah, it's been fucking hell. I actually know.
Five?
Yeah, we're going 4, Almost 5, but. We were here when Blog Talk. I mean, there's so many changes. I'm telling you, the changes are for the worst.
Yeah.
You know, you'd expect changes and, you know, shit would be fixed. Like the other day, the volume on, like, you know, say my background music, it was so loud. And, you know, on the controls, when you try to adjust them, they didn't even work. So you're like driving a car with no brakes. So I was like, oh, man. I'm telling you, man.
I don't know. For every action, you know what I'm saying? It's the opposite and equal reaction, you know what I'm saying? So I guess, I don't know.
Oh, nah, there's no excuse now, Smelly. These motherfuckers have taken a lot of our money and shit. This shit's supposed to be working beautifully.
Yeah.
Beautifully.
That's true.
That's even such a thing as a word.
That is true. I mean, because all the other services, TalkShoe and Spreaker and all that, I mean, they should have bitten off of all them different platforms by now. You know what I'm saying, and reflip their shit.
Yeah, I mean, how's Speaker? I heard that's an all right one.
It is. Only thing is, see, you know, of course, Blog Talk got the ups on, like, the switchboard. You know what I'm saying? Nobody else got that comfortable switchboard platform. You know what I'm saying? I ain't found it. And with Spreaker, you know what I'm saying, you got to use your Skype if you want to take phone calls and stuff like that. You got to, you know, go through Skype and all that. It's not a call-in type thing. TalkShoe don't have the, you know what I'm saying, it's not for a radio platform. It's really just for, you know, talking. So unless you play all your music straight through the speaker, you know, you have to do everything externally. There ain't no... You know what I'm saying? No board or nothing you can play with. And that's what I like about Spreaker, though. You got a board, man. They board off the chain. I mean, that shit got so many sound effects. We'll go fucking crazy using that shit. I mean, like, literally. That's for us. That's what we need. We need that type of... If I'm saying for our shows, like what we do, yeah, we really need a Spreaker-type platform. But with the Blog Talk switchboard. And
there's no way you could blend them all together?
Yeah, that's you know, that's the whole... I gotta get in contact with science. You know, it's a sight and night.
I see him all the time in the morning shows.
Yeah, so he would know something about that. You know what I'm saying? He would know how to get that done. Yeah. Shouts out to Miss Heavenly Angel out there, you know what I'm saying? And big ups to Miss Computer Lady. Miss Computer Lady been doing her thing too. I've been seeing her with her shows and all the things she's been having going on. So big ups to her, you know. And yeah, everybody out there still hanging in there for the Blog Talk fam. You know what I'm saying? And IB was supposed to have moved out here to Tampa. He said he was supposed to call me. I ain't heard nothing from him.
Yeah, a lot of them, you know, they fell off. Like Juicy, I don't know where Juicy's at. Like, I rarely talked to Jess last night and Sweet D Love, you know. It's just, you know, I mean, I don't understand everyone has, you know, lives and stuff, but, you know, it's always good to keep in contact, you know.
Yeah, but don't Sweet still got a show?
Yeah, she has a show like every other Sunday, you know, but she hasn't had one in a while, or at least I haven't been paying attention. But I still have her hat, and I always think about her.
Yeah, man, we gotta. Well, I mean, I'm you know, when I get mobile, I'm coming up that way anyway. But I would like to, you know what I'm saying, do a little.
Hey, did you hear Tasha got married?
No.
Yeah.
Damn, I ain't seen it on the Facebook. Why ain't seen it on the Facebook? I have to check the face. I'll go on Facebook.
Yeah,
like I told
her,
I get a million fucking updates on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? With everybody trying to tell me to check out this, check out that, play this game, play that game. I said, I really, you know what I'm saying? When I look for key people who I know, you know what I'm saying, will send a relevant message. Anything else, I just scan over that shit. I don't be clicking on nothing. Too many people always check this out. Do this. Do this, man. Fuck all that shit. Anyway, once again, 347-237-5125. Y'all ever want to call in live on the Starship Smelly Prize? You know, even checking this out in the archives. Pick up all the archive listeners, you know what I'm saying? Which is where the bulk of the listeners and the audience come from, you know what I'm saying? Most shows here for Blog Talk Radio. So anybody who ever think about becoming a host on Blog Talk Radio, just let that be known. Don't be sad faced that you only got one or two callers, you know what I'm saying, on your show. You know, pay attention to what's up and who listening to you afterwards. You got a lot of people listening afterwards, you know what I'm saying, and that's where it's at. But if you only got 18 people on your show and until you later, like, what's the point of that?
Yeah. You know, I'm not saying I got all the listeners in the world, but I got a very nice, you know, selection of worldwide listeners. Recently got somebody named Emilio, I think, somewhere in Hong Kong, hit me up.
Oh.
Because he loves my show.
Hey, well, that's the beauty of, you know what I'm saying, online radio versus FM. And when I listen to FM, you know what I'm saying, everybody, they be shocked, you know what I'm saying, when they hear somebody from New York, somebody, you know what I'm saying, call in or something like that. People just don't understand that, you know, people are listening online. So every radio station now, you know what I'm saying, has a website with, you know what I'm saying, with their little radio stream, streaming the actual show. So whether it's no longer talking about something local, it's not local anymore. Now your show has become international, but you know what I'm saying, these motherfuckers on FM, AM radio, they still haven't gotten that concept.
Well, that's their damn fault. You know what I mean?
It's really hilarious though when I be hearing it, like when they talk about simulcasting and all that, like simulcasting. You know, we've been there, done that. We've been doing this simulcasting since we started this show. I mean, since we
Josh's birthday, that's a fucking simulcast. You want to learn simulcasting? That's taking over a network in just one fucking day. I mean, a lot of people don't ever give us credit for that one, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for that marathon. We did that one, though. I don't know. We won't get credit. I don't know. Fuck it, man. We won't get credit for nothing.
We haven't gotten credit for a lot of shit, but it's not like I'm sitting here asking for it, you know, or needing it, you know. I'm still on Blog Talk Radio because I made a dedication, you know. I was going to devote myself to, you know, helping people And I shot out a lot of people's music, and, you know, I've, you know, told a lot of people a lot of information, and, you know, now I'm all about, you know, it's all about it, entertaining, because, fuck, late night, you want to be entertained, you don't want to be sitting there fucking hearing news and all this fucking crap.
Right. You gotta have fun. At the same time, you want to hear it, but then you don't want to hear it, you know what I'm saying, directly. So you still give it to them, you know what I'm saying, but then they get the comedy twist, you know what I'm saying, they get other elements to it. You know, that's like me watching, you ever watch Jon Stewart, The Daily Show?
I've watched it a couple times. I'm not
well with
really
with
fond.
his political comedic twist to it. You know what I'm saying? Still new, still real new, but then, you know what I'm saying, he cursed and he, you know what I'm saying, can put his real world spin on it versus looking at it on CNN and shit, and these motherfuckers just talking about, oh, and the next bombing has just taken, you know what I'm saying, being real drab and bullshit about it.
Yeah.
You know, but then with us, you know what I'm saying, shit, you get it blood raw. If your shit was bullshit.
Straight up raw.
Yo.
Motherfucker was bloody on the concrete. I'm going to tell you how much fucking quartz he lost. You know what I mean? Shit.
He was fucked up. And we live on the scene. Man, this motherfucker is fucked up. Fucked up. Hold on. I got to let y'all. No, I can't let you talk to him. That nigga fucked up. It's coming, though. It's definitely coming. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited to do some, some real mobile type shit, just pulling up on people and have the show running, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just getting that real
radio.
Are
you going to put, like, a sticker? Are you going to put, like, a sticker on your card or like, a, you know, to say
yeah,
that you're, like,
radio.
A radio show or something like that?
Yeah. Wrecking the Game mobile radio. Wrecking the Game mobile radio, baby. Woo! I'm talking about it. It's coming. I'm a little radio beacon up and shit. Have my little radio beacon. I don't know. I need a design. Get me a little design for it.
And, let me know when you're ready, and I'll fucking make you an intro for that.
Yeah. Need that, too. It's coming, because I'm going to have that shit riding around like the fucking ice cream truck. Have me a little... I got windows, so it ain't gonna matter. I'm gonna have my 415s in that motherfucker. So believe you me, you gonna hear me. I ain't worried about you. I ain't got to have everybody else be putting speakers down here. They got this whole country ass shit where they put the speakers on the outside of the car, underneath the car.
They've been doing that shit in Oakland for years, man.
Yeah. Oh man, I thought that was some country ass shit down here, man.
Nah, they've been doing that shit in Oakland for fucking years. I think probably 2003, maybe they started that shit.
And then
and
y'all,
you know,
y'all have a noise law?
No, but they do cite them for disturbing the peace or some shit like that. But, you know, I heard how that started. Like somebody... got the window bashed out, and they had their speakers out. And you know how the speakers are all magnet. For some reason, they were outside the car. And, you know, that's how the whole concept came out. But that's what I heard. But, you know, everyone says fucking stories and shit. But I just think that it's stupid. That's going way beyond. It's like, how the fuck can you hear music outside of your fucking car?
And down here is one concept of having jamming music inside your car with the bass and everything, and then, you know, you cut them on just to get stupid with it. But to have them and you ain't got no music in your car, that don't make no damn sense. I mean, we got a dude that's riding around with a I don't know what the hell kind of truck. Long flatbed. I know it's a pretty truck. But then at the end
a dually?
Yeah, like a dually truck. You pull down his tailgate, but he always ride with his tailgate down, and he got old 15 straight across the back with, like, I don't know, 30 highs in it. And that's how he plays his music. He ain't got no music.
Well, that,
all his music is at the back.
That's how they do it. And, you know, it's kind of, I mean, I'm not hating on motherfuckers, but, I mean, that shit's stupid. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck. There's only so much you could do. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck. What you trying to get? Like, motherfuckers 10 miles away to fucking hear you? I mean, I don't know.
This dude got house speakers, two house speakers, I mean, pointed directly outside the back of his window. Outside the window, two big ass cabinets now, like no car cabinets. I'm talking about house speakers. I'm like, is y'all that desperate? I don't ever remember being that desperate for music. I remember getting some little 6x9, some little 3¼, something small, or some little highs, and letting that be it until I can afford to get some 10s or some 12s or something like that. But it still wasn't on no stupid, well, I had 15 speakers in my car at one time, but then that was four highs, two dash speakers, four 6x9s, and two 12s. So whatever that equaled up to. I done had all that in my little Chevette. So that bitch was louder than a motherfucker. It was louder than that, but it was clean, loud. I ain't need no shit all underneath my car to bring the sound out. I mean, these motherfuckers go ass backwards on music nowadays. You know what I'm saying? They sound like the Ice Cream Man and shit. The Ice Cream Man getting mad. Motherfucker, y'all taking my job. Get the fuck off the street. Y'all getting kids confused. Yeah, they thinking, there's the Ice Cream Man. It's y'all motherfucking ass coming down the street playing regular music.
Yeah, that's pathetic shit. But, I mean, hey, if people want to be people, let them be people. But don't get mad when people criticize you for being stupid. Seriously, I mean, I can understand maybe on a bike, you know, you want to do that. You know, you want to ride and hear some music. But fuck, I mean, come on. And on your car, especially the speakers in front of your, like, where your lights are at. I mean,
yeah.
Really? How the fuck can you hear that shit?
Oh, man. Matter of fact, I got a homeboy. He riding around. He got a damn, that bitch, like, it's an 18-inch horn. Yeah. I don't even know what the hell it go into. Man, that motherfucker's so big. I don't even know what it go into. It's that big. That bitch got to be over at least 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he got in the back of his. Well, he got a big-ass Bronco, though. He got a big truck. And that motherfucker, it's loud, too. That shit louder than a motherfucker. I'm like, God damn, the things we do to get music, you know what I'm saying, to put the sound of music out. And down here, they starting to, you know, they trying everything they can to put an ordinance passed, you know what I'm saying? Because down here, of course, this Florida, this is a retirement area. We got a lot of elderly people, you know what I'm saying? So they don't want to hear that shit. And I ain't going to lie, you know, the shit these dudes got in their trucks, man, please. That shit knocked the motherfucking pacemaker out your motherfucking ass. I mean, they should be hitting hard as hell. Like, really, it hit his competition-type series that don't need to be in the city limits. And they ride around in the city limits like that. If I can hear you down there 10 blocks away coming, and then by the time you get there, yeah, man, that music a little too loud. I don't even know how the hell you riding around in there. But they do it. All day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to be considerate of other people, too. You still got to be considerate of your community, your local people that's around you. It's one thing about freedom of speech and wanting to express yourself, but then at the same time, goddamn. I mean, people got jobs.
You're not the only motherfucker here, right?
You know what I'm saying? People got jobs and people, you know, trying to shun their people, they kids and stuff from hearing the type of music, especially that these motherfuckers be playing. Bitch, motherfucker, bitch, just put my dick in your motherfucking mouth with that pussy hole. Now, you hearing that at the loudest possible volume with bass behind it.
and your black school.
Just coming through the fucking neighborhood, period. Kids out, everybody. You know what I'm saying? School, whatever. Middle of the daytime, while school in session, whatever. You hear that coming through by the classroom. Motherfucker, bitch, that hoe. Pop that pussy, bitch. That whole shit, bitch. I mean, come on, man. You know, but to the point where, damn, we got to fucking regulate you on some stupid shit like that. But for anybody, you know, to say, well, damn, it's my, that's my right. That's my right to, you know what I'm saying, freely express myself. And it wasn't no motherfucking such thing as loudspeakers when they was writing this shit. That's why we here, you know what I'm saying? All these motherfuckers want to take shit literally, you know what I'm saying, when it affect them. Instead of just using common sense, turn that shit down. You get your ass on the highway or something, crank that bitch up. You in the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Cut that bitch back down. You don't do that, you know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, that's anywhere you go. Now, it ain't just Florida, but it's, you know, these motherfuckers making more of a stink over it, you know what I'm saying, versus just y'all, just, you know what I'm saying, pulling somebody over and just say, fuck it, you know what I'm saying, get your ass a citation, there you go. And just make the money off of it.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Well, anyway, Smelly, I think the show's going to end right now because you only have like 15 minutes in overtime.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I'll be trying to steal that overtime. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get it in while I fit in. Appreciate it.
Hey, brother, it's always good talking to you, man. Like I said, man, brother from another mother, and, man, it's always good hearing your voice, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Shout out to Steady Baby Powder Fresh J, part of the Trilateral Radio Commission. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now.
We're going to have to do that. I think that's what we're going to have to do, just the Trilateral Radio Commission reunion. We have to do that Trilateral Radio reunion, so we won't have to, you know what I'm saying, affiliate ourselves with Blog Talk.
Yeah.
And pop it off like that. And I'm telling you, man, that shit has started a movement, man. We already seen it started a movement from the fucking BTR reunion. You know what I'm saying? Just the ideal of hosts getting together, you know what I'm saying, one set location, that shit like white people doing Burning Man and shit out in the fucking desert. Why motherfuckers do it? They don't know, but shit, it's goddamn 200-300 motherfucking bitches pull up to that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, putting however the fuck they got to get there, they get to that shit every motherfucking year.
Well,
yeah, everybody.
You have a good weekend, man, and be careful. Watch out for them drunk drivers and shit.
Yeah, know that, man. Know that, man. Well, hey, remember your peoples, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy Day of the Dead.
Oh, yeah. I always remember shit.
Know that.
I was born in their honor.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. True.
All right, Smelly.
All right, much love to you, brother.
Yeah. All right, man. Beat me up off this bitch. Can you still?
We have. Peace out, people. We out.